אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד עשר הספירות.
We are reading in the study of the ten spherot, part 15,
אות ריש.
Item 1.
הלימוד מופיע באתרים סביבה טובה וערבות.
Item 200. The study material is on סביבה טובה וערבות. You can send questions live through the site. Anyone ask any question. In the study hall, should stand up, hold the microphone close to his mouth, and speak loudly and clearly.
אות ריש.
Item
200.
It has been explained in the Drushim, the interpretations of Nukva of Zeranpin, concerning the diminution of the moon, that at, throughout the time of the exile, Zon stand back to back during the weekdays, except during prayer and on Shabbat, etc., as has been explained there. When they want to return to face to face,
the
sleep has to come on Zeranpin first, so that the removal will be done, and it will, and she will be returned, she will be able to return face to face with him, as mentioned in the Rosh Hashanah commentaries. Again?
Again,
200. It has been explained in the commentaries on Nukva of Zeranpin, concerning the diminution of the moon, that throughout the exile, Zon stand back to back throughout the weekdays, except during prayer and on Shabbat, etc., as has been explained there. When we want to return to face to face, there must be sleep on Zeranpin first, so that the removal would be done, and she will be able to return to face with him, as mentioned in the commentaries of Rosh Hashanah.
Ot Reish Aleph.
201. Since the matter of Mordechai and Esther was at the end of the 70 years of the exile of Babylon, in their days, the matter of the correction of Zon began already, in order to return to face, and for Israel to be redeemed. The matter of this beginning is the sleep that was done then in their days. Again. Since the matter of Mordechai and Esther was at the end of the 70 years of the exile in Babylon, in their days, the matter of the correction of Zon began already, in order to return to face, and for Israel to be redeemed. The meaning of this beginning is the sleep that was done then in their days. 202. This is the meaning of the great trouble that Israel had then, of which it was said, and behold, dread, great darkness. And our sages said, this darkness is the exile of Madai, which darkened the eyes of Israel. It means that since then, Zeranpin was in sleep, Dormita. And it is known that evil Haman was a great astrologer. As is known in the matter of casting a lot, which from day to day. And especially in what is written in the book of Zohar, that he and his 10 sons contain all 10 external shells. And he knew by his wisdom the matter of the diminution of his providence over Israel in those days, since he was in a form of sleep, This is why he thought and contemplated that the time was ready to destroy the enemies of Israel.
Again.
Again, 202. This is the meaning of the great trouble that Israel had then, of which it was said, and behold, dread, great darkness.
Our
sages said, this darkness, the darkness is the exile in Madai, which darkened the eyes of Israel. It means that since then, Zeranpin was in sleep. And it is known that evil Haman was a great astrologer. And as it is known concerning casting the lot, which is the lot from day to day, and especially what is written in the book of Zohar, that he and his 10 sons contain all 10 external shells. And he knew by his wisdom about the diminution of his providence over Israel in those days, as he was in a state of sleep. Therefore, he thought and contemplated that the time was ripe to destroy the enemies of Israel. 203. This is the meaning of the argument between Haman and the Achashverosh if this tactic or counsel would succeed. And Haman replied to him, there is a certain people, etc. And our sages said, their God is asleep. And understand that. Since that sleep is for the benefit of Israel, so that the female would be removed from the posterior and they would return to face to face, and Israel would be redeemed and the temple would be built. Therefore, the two of them consulted between each other. Because at that time, when their God is asleep, they will come first and destroy the enemies of Israel, so that not even a few would remain that are worthy of redemption. And by this, the temple would not be built. It is known
of
the counsel of Haman from Shimshi Safa, his son, and their writings to Achashverosh, which is called Artachshashta in the book of Ezra, until they cancel the building of the temple, when they saw that it was time to be built. And suffice for that. Suffice with that.
Allah.
204. At the time of the sleep, the female is not asleep, because then the mochin depart from Zeranpin and enter the female in order to be built, in order to build and correct her patsuf, so she can return to face to face. As is known concerning the commentary on the shofar of during Rosh Hashanah. Necessarily, there is illumination and this providence over Israel from her side. And the meaning of that illumination was the matter of righteous Mordechai, as we will explain.
Then, Allah.
Yes.
205. When Haman saw Mordechai, by whom there was illumination and providence or guidance over Israel at that time, he consulted with his wife Zeresh and his 365 counselors. And our sages said that his wife Zeresh was a great witch. Her advice was equal to all of his 365 counselors, and their advice was to kill Mordechai and hang him on the tree. It is the tail of the serpent, the continuation of the leg of the kof, the letter kof, as is explained in the Book of Zohar and the Song of Songs.
Yet.
Yes. More.
206. If, God forbid, that was to happen, he would be able to destroy the enemies of Israel. And then the Creator, by His mercy, shone the illumination of the upper Nukva. And this is the greatness of Mordechai and Esther. And through them, Israel were saved from that great trouble, as we will explain. And this is the meaning of Mordechai and his illumination. Again, 206. If, God forbid, that would happen, afterwards he would be able to lose the enemies of Israel, to destroy the enemies of Israel. And then the Creator, with his mercy, shone the illumination of the upper Nukva. And this is the greatness of Mordechai and Esther. And through them, Israel were saved from that great trouble, as we will explain. And this is the meaning of Mordechai and his illumination.
Allah.
Move on.
207. Know that at the time of the sleep of Zeranpin, not only the Mochin of Zeranpin enter from the side of Nehi of Ima and enter the Nukva, Rachel, when she is back to back. Rather, the Mochin of Nehi of Abba also, as in, and the Lord God built the rib. This is Abba and Ima.
Again,
know that at the time of Dormita, the sleep of Zeranpin, not only the Mochin of Zeranpin from the side of Nehi of Ima enter the Nukva, Rachel, when she is back to back, but also the Mochin of Nehi of Abba, as in, and the Lord God built the rib. This is Abba and Ima.
Allah.
208. It follows that as when those mochin are inside Zeranpin, two illuminations came out from them. And with respect to the illumination of mochin of Abba, Jacob comes out from the side of the panim, the anterior of Zeranpin. And from the illumination of mochin of Ima, Rachel comes out from his posterior. Now, too, from Rachel, Nukva of Zeranpin, these two illuminations come out also, undoubtedly.
Ah.
209. Moreover, when the above mentioned mochin is inside the nekevah, the female, a third illumination is added, which is not so when they are in Zeranpin. This is that since they are inside Zeranpin, when they are inside Zeranpin, Yesod of Ima was completed in the Chazer of Zeranpin, and Yesod of Abba, which is longer, was completed at the end of Yesod of Zeranpin, truly, and did not come out of Yesod at all.
Shuv Reishtet.
Again, 209. Moreover, when that above mentioned mochin is inside the female, a third illumination is added compared to when they are inside Zeranpin. This is that when they are inside Zeranpin, This is because when they are inside Zer Anpin, Yesod of Ima was completed in the Chazeh of Zer Anpin, and Yesod of Abba, which is longer, was completed at the end of Yesod of Zer Anpin, truly, and did not come out of Yesod at all. But now, when the mochin are inside the nekeva, the female, whose yesod is a short nukva, it is necessary for the yesod of Abba to expand and exit the yesod of nukva outwards, and for its illumination to be revealed completely openly. And it is known that its clothing in Yesod of Zeranpin is the crown of Yesod of Abba, which is Malchut of Abba. And there is no doubt that this illumination that is revealed for Malchut of Abba is a very great illumination.
Again.
2:10 again. But now, when the mochin are inside the female, whose yesod is short, it is necessary for the yesod of Abba to expand and come out of the yesod of Nukva outwards, and for its illumination to be revealed completely openly. And it is known that what clothes in Yesod of Zeranpin is the crown of Yesod of Abba, which is the Malchut of Abba. And there is no doubt that this illumination that is revealed for Malchut of Abba is a very great illumination.
Allah. 2:11,
the roots of the soul of Mordechai was from that illumination. This reason, through him, was the salvation of Israel at that time. This is implied by the name Mordechai, where our sages said that it comes from the words Mira Dachia. Mordechai, and its translation is Mor Mir Dro, freedom. Also, mere passing.
Hala.
2:12. The thing is that that great illumination is Mor Mir Dro, which is freedom, refined and completely clean, passing from Yesod of Nukva outwards. This is the meaning of the verse, and my hands were dripping, passing mir. By this you will understand the merit of Mordechai, rose to the state of Malchut, and became the vice king. This is the meaning of the verse, and Mordechai came out from before the king in royal attire, azur and chur, and the great crown of gold. Again, 2:12. The thing is that that great illumination is mil dor, freedom, refined and utterly clean, completely clean, passing from Yesod of Nukva outwards. This is the meaning of the verse, my hands were dripping, passing mir. By this you will understand the meaning of the merit of Mordechai, who rose to the state of Malchut and became the vice of the king. This is the meaning of the verse, Mordechai came out from before the king in royal attire, azur and chur, and a great crown of gold. 2:13. The enlightened will understand all the details of this verse. The meaning of this exit from before the king is Rachel, Rachel, and the great crown of gold from the Atara, crown of Yesod of Abba. This is why it is called great, big, because Chesed and Chokmah are called greatness, as in the great, mighty, and awful. Also, the delving one will understand that they are from the tribe of Benjamin.
Reishu Daled.
2:14. This is the meaning of the reading of the Megillah, the scroll, the Book of Esther, and also its expansion, spreading it while reading, for the purpose of making the miracle known. This is the meaning of the illumination of the crown of Malchut of Abba, which is revealed and goes outside. And this is why it is called a scroll. The word Gilui, revealing. Megillah, scroll, from the word Gilui, revealing, because it needs to be revealed and made known. It is also written as Megillah, scroll without a Yud, which is 78 in Gematria, like three Havayot, 26, 26, 26, which are the three Mochin of Chabad, of Nehi, of Abba, that are revealed there in that Malchut.
Reish Tetvav.
2:15. This is the meaning of the scroll being called a letter, and it is called a book. And it's got rules like the written Torah, because the Book of Torah is the Yesod of Abba, called written Torah. The shape of the book, the shape of a book is like a long vav. And the scroll is the illumination that emerges outside of the Yesod. And it too is long like a vav, the shape of the vav, and the shape of a long scroll. And it is enough for the enlightened with these comments.
Reish Tetzayin.
2:16. However, these days of Purim are done each and every year, and it was not enough to do it at that time only. The reason is that the Creator, with His mercy, wanted that renewed illumination when the Mochin of Abba Ve'ima are inside the female at the time of the sleep of Zehanpin, will never be cancelled each and every year in those days themselves.
Shuv Reish Tetzayin. Ve'omnam, heyot
again 2:16. Yet those days of Purim are done each and every year, and it was not enough to do it at that time only. The reason is that the Creator, by His mercy, wanted that renewed illumination when the Mochin of Abba Ve'ima are inside the female at the time of the sleep of Zehanpin, will never be cancelled each and every year in those days themselves.
Reishut Zayin.
2:17. Because after the sleep, they return to face to face. And the Mochin are in Zehanpin. And this illumination does not come out then at all. And the illumination of Mordechai is completely revoked and disappears inside. And the Creator wanted that every year, during Purim, even if Zon are face-to-face, the above-mentioned illumination would be revealed in those days and will not be cancelled.
Tov. Ot. Hala.
Reish Yud.
Okay. Mo.
2:18. The thing is that each year, in those days, when the Mochin enter Rachel as the sleep of Zeranpin, although afterwards they return to face to face, the above mentioned illumination will not be cancelled and will remain existing there and registered even after the departure of these Mochin from her, and when they return, and they return to Zeranpin. Again, 2:18. The thing is that each year in those days, when the Mochin enter Rachel as the sleep of Zeranpin, although afterwards they return to face to face, that above mentioned illumination will not be cancelled and will remain existing there and registered even after the departure of those Mochin from her, when they return in Zeranpin.
Hala.
2:19.
This is the meaning of what the text says, and their memory will not disappear from their descendants, because that illumination is the crown of Yesod, of the male of Abba, which is called male. And their memory will not disappear and from their descendants on the days of Purim each and every year. 2:20. Therefore, in the future, which is the end of correction, all the holidays, all the festivals will be cancelled except for the scroll of Esther. The reason is that there was never such a great miracle as this. Not on Shabbats, not on good days, for this illumination to exist even after the departure of the Mochin from the female, except only on the days of Purim. And in this respect, there is a great advantage to Purim over all the other days, even over Shabbat and good days.
Hala.
Reish Kaf Alef.
2:21. Thus, each year on the days of Purim, to retain or maintain that above mentioned illumination, we have to observe three commandments. They are the reading of the scroll in order to extend, draw, and reveal that above mentioned illumination that comes out openly. And there are two other phases that are necessary. 2:22, and these are: the first is the illumination of that Yesod of Abba in Rachel, in Rachel, for the purpose of the correction of the construction of her Patsuf. Because this is why the above mentioned Mochin enter her, in order to increase her, to magnify her, and make her a patsuf, as mentioned. And this is done by gifts to the poor. This is why Rachel is called poor and meager. And Yesod of Abba, called righteous, gives her charity and gifts. This illumination exists by giving gifts below to the poor ones. And by this commandment, such as that happens above.
Hala.
2:23. The second discernment is that after Patsuf Rachel itself is established through the charity and the gifts to the poor, another illumination needs to be in her, as in the Mochin themselves, his Mochin themselves, which clothe inside her Patsuf of 10 Sefirot during the sleep.
וצריך שתתקיים הערה.
And the above mentioned illumination must be in her mochin all of those days which are called Purim, and it should remain existing there even if the mochin of Abba ve'ima depart after the sleep and she returns to face to face. Nevertheless, the illumination of those mochin will remain existing in her mochin and will not depart entirely as on the other days. This matter depends on observing a different commandment, which is to have the meal of Purim, a feast and joy and merriment.
224.
This is the meaning of eating and drinking.
As
it has been explained, that the mochin of the female is called
Yud-Ke,
and they are done from the face of Yud-Ke, and they are drawn in her by eating and drinking. This is the meaning of eating, achal yud-ke, ate yud-ke, drinking, shat yud-ke, drank yud-ke, because by eating and drinking, mochin that are called yud-ke are drawn to her. And she herself is implied in the word eating, achila, which in gematria is adni, God. Implying with the kolel, with the included one. Implying that these mochin of Yud-Ke that are drawn through the eating are in the female called Adni.
Shuv Reish Kaf Daled.
Again, 224. This is the meaning of eating and drinking, as we have explained, that the mochin of the female is called Yud-Ke, and they are done from the face of Yud-Ke, and they are drawn into her by eating and drinking. And the meaning of eating is achal Yud-Ke, ate Yud-Ke, drinking, shat Yud-Ke, drank Yud-Ke, because through eating and drinking, mochin that are called Yud-Ke are drawn to her. She herself is also implied in the word eating, which is Adni in Gimatria, with included, implying that these mochin of Yud-Ke that are drawn through the eating are in the female called Adni.
Hem banekeva hanikra Adni.
Hala.
Reish kafei. Gam Esther hi begimatria.
225. Esther in Gematria is Tarsa, 261. And the name Adni in its full is Ta'a, 271. Which is the name Esther, lacking 10, Yud. And in her hides the inner dot itself, called the Yud 10 of Adni, called Esther, because she hides. Esther means Esther, concealment, because she hides. Thus far came the commentaries of the Ari, and the meaning of sending gifts to each other was not explained by the Ari. And perhaps he implied that the matter of the illumination of Yesod of Dchura, which was given to Yesod of Nukva, and they are called to each other, Yesod to Yesod. As I understand it, says Chaim Vital. Thus far came all the book of commentaries of the Ari, and I did not drop or miss a single word from his words.
מתנות ו
ריש כף וב מנות ומתנות
226 portions and gifts. Our sages said, two portions for one person and two gifts for two poor ones.
והנה יש לראות,
we should see why with the friends he said portions, with the letter, with one letter tav, and with poor ones two letters, Tav.
You
already know that Yesod is called man. And main illumination. And the illumination of this day is mainly the revelation or the revealing of Yesod of Abba, which is the male. When it is clothed in Yesod of Ima, he therefore said, manot, portions, with one tav. Because the letter tav is from the side of Nukva.
Ken.
Resh Kaf Zayin.
Yes.
227. In a way that they are two portions, one from the side of Abba, which is man of portions, as you know, and one from the side of Yesod of Ima. And they are man, which is Yesod of Abba, to his friend, which is Yesod of Zeranpin. Because if Abba is great, when he descends to the place of Zeranpin, he is called his friend. As in Zeranpin, when he descends to Yetzira, it is said about him, the man takes off his shoe and gives to his friend.
זהו, כן?
יש עוד ריש כף חט וריש כף
חט. It's all, yeah.
There's 228 and 229.
Please.
228. The gifts to the poor are from the side of Ima. Therefore, there are two tavs. The letters tav. Because they are from the side of Nukva. And they are two gifts to two poor ones, which are netzachod, which are poor. You know that the willow does not have a scent or a flavor, and they are called poor, because Ima expands through Hod. 229. Also, what our sages said, that in the days of Purim, anyone who stretches out his hand is given. The thing is that the collector of charity is the Yesod. And in the weekdays, which is Yesod of Zeranpin, we should see to whom he gives the charity. But now, when it is Yesod of Abba, a great illumination, he should not be meticulous, but anyone who stretches out his hand is given.
Hot.
No.
Can. Hot pam.
Again.
Shuvot Resh Kaf Tet.
Again. 229. Also, what our sages said, that on the days of Purim, anyone who stretches out his hand is given. The thing is that the collector of charity is Yesod. In the weekdays, which is Yesod of Zeranpin,
he
should see to whom he gives the charity. But now, when he is Yesod of Abba, a great illumination, he should not be meticulous, but anyone who stretches out his hand is given.
Yeah.
Well, and the interpretation in Or Pnimi, in a light. Item Resh Kaf Tet.
Inner light, 229. In the days of Purim, anyone who stretches out his hand is given, because the Malchut of the second restriction is called Man'ul, lock. As it is written, going over the plates of the lock, because it locks the lights so that they do not expand from her and below, so that the lower outer ones will not grip to them. Because as long as the lights have no gal, there is a grip to the outer ones in them, as mentioned in the previous parts. But when Yesod of Abba glows in her, which is going over the palms of the lock, as it is long, meaning gal, and there is no grip to the outer ones in this great light, hence anyone who stretches out his hand is given.
Okay. Anyone wants to ask anything? Yes.
Can you explain this inner light? To explain it some more.
No, however you understand it. I think that mainly in general, other than entering into all kinds of individual discernments, but in general it's okay. It's clear that you have this special illumination in Abba Ve'ima, and how it expands, and through what it expands downward to the lower ones, which is the secret of all the holidays.
What does it mean that he stretches out his hand?
Poshet yado. To reveals the desire to receive. In that he has no... stretches out his hand, it's a desire to receive, as he has in Purim. What?
Why is it said that there was no such a miracle? In Egypt, for example, there wasn't such an illumination?
No, not like in Purim.
There, all the sparks were saved.
But only for the exit from Egypt. And here it's an ascent to a higher degree.
It's
something else. We'll still study it, but it's interesting to know. What else do we have? Moshe.
We have announcements for the end of the lesson. Increasing joy. Dear friends, you're invited to a World Unity Day for Purim. The event will take place on Shabbat, March 23. For details and registration, go to convention.kli.one. The broadcast today, Thursday, at 11:10. Spiritual States, at 12 afternoon noon lesson, 7:30 reading the study of the Ten Sefirot, and 7:30 reading the Zohar. And we will end. There's no song today because it's a day of fasting. Lie, 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 lie